take your Bibles, please turn to the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we'll read verses 13 through 20 together. We'll read this passage responsively. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 13 through 20. First Corinthians 6, verses 13 through 20. Meats for the belly, and belly for the meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God hath both raised up the Lord, and will raise up us also by his own power. Boy, did I mess that one up, sorry. Verse 15, Now ye know not that your bodies are the members of Christ. Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. What ye know not, that he which is joined to an harlot is one body, for two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every man the man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for what you do for us here. Lord, this morning the altars were full and lives were changed, and Lord, I believe eternities were changed. We were taken to heavenly places to think in areas that we don't normally think. Father, please fill our preacher tonight with your power. May you rest upon him in a special way. Strengthen us, strengthen our hearts, our spirits, our minds, and our bodies by what he feeds us tonight, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
I don't think my sermon will be lengthy at all. I do plan to have us out a bit early tonight. I'm going to give you the title of my sermon, but the sermon title and the content will only unify once I give a little explanation. The title is this: Take Care of the Temple. Take Care of the Temple. Tonight's sermon is a sermon that is for you, about taking care of you. I'm going to be like a dad tonight. Some of you who your daddy maybe has passed on, I'm going to step up and do what he might do for just a little while. I'm going to be like a meddling mother-in-law for just a little while. Now, that really turns this thing around, doesn't it? I'll hurry. I wish I could have picked a time where this sermon would not hurt someone's feelings, but I don't think I could. I don't think I could find the time. It's not intended to hurt anybody's feelings. It's intended to help people. Many people call this building God's sanctuary, but it is not. God lives inside of the believer. God lives inside of you. God lives inside of me. If you're here tonight and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the biggest difference between me and you is I've got God inside me and you don't. Now, God lives inside of us. Your body is the place where God, in the person of the Holy Spirit, dwells or lives. Many so-called churches take better care of their buildings and grounds than their people take care of their bodies and lives. They actually make a bigger deal about what they call the sanctuary, the building, than they make a deal out of the body of the believer. There are these churches that are mixed up about what is most important. They have electrifying architecture, and they have bombastic signage. I mean, there are people that have signs that are just fantastic for their church, and masterful masonry on their buildings, and beautiful landscaping. Decorative and expensive furnishings, magnificent chandeliers and plush carpeting and gorgeous pews, ornate trim and woodwork, incredible entryways with amazing tile work and second to none fixtures in their restrooms and on the walls, and dazzling paint and wallpaper and border. I mean, you've seen them. Ornate, gorgeous, like a castle. And the people who attend that church abuse the true temple of God, which is their bodies. The same religious organization that virtually worship their so-called sanctuary will then condone their members. They won't say anything about the consumption of alcohol or the misuse of drugs or smoking or immorality or the misuse of the body and nudity and dancing. They readily accept unisex styles that deny the fact that God on purpose created men indifferent and intended it to stay that way all the way through life. I don't get it. They've taken their eyes off what the true temple is and put their eyes on a building, and they are more interested in that building being right than their people being right. Now, I believe that we should take good care of our church building and buildings. I think we should never abuse the furnishings that God has provided us here, and we should all remember that. But I also believe that we should take extra care of our bodies, because your body is the temple of God. Your body is the sanctuary. Your body is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit of God. I'll read to you again at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20, where the Bible says what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for you're bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We are to take care of our body, and proper treatment of your body will glorify the God that lives inside your body. Let me read just a few scriptures to you, and then I'm just going to tell you why I think you ought to take care of the temple. Which actually, I mean take care of your body. Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 8, the Bible says this, "It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones." It's talking about God's law. The Word of God can be health unto us. Proverbs 16:24 says, "Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones." Here the Bible says the way we talk, our attitude toward people can actually make us healthier. The Bible says in Proverbs 17:22, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones." I don't think that that is a spiritual comparison. I think that is a realistic and a statement of reality. I think God is virtually telling us people that are happy in heart, they are going, it's like medicine in their body. And I also believe that people with broken and abused spirits and bad spirits, they are making their bones unhealthy. And then finally, 3 John, verse number 2, this is what the apostle, John says here. He says to Gaius, he says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." And there again, talking about the issue of health. I'm just going to say to you that I wish all of us would realize that this building is not the temple of God. Your body is the temple of God. And we just need to make sure that we take care of the temple. Take care of your temple. It's the place where God lives. And I'm very, very practically and very quickly going to tell you why I think you ought to do that. And I say, first of all, I think you ought to take care of your body or take care of your health for God's sake. We're to glorify God with our body. And that doesn't mean just where you take it. It means what you do with it. And I'm not just talking about morality or immorality. I'm talking about the treatment of your body. I'm talking about how you treat your health. God lives in your body, giving a healthy living environment. He is sealed there. He can't get out. Be careful what you do with God's dwelling place, the temple. Respect the body that God has given you. He created it. It's His. Make the body that God gave you last as long as it can. So I say to you, number one, take care of your body. Take care of your temple. Why? For God's sake. Let me say this then. Take care of your temple. Take care of the temple, your body, your health. For your mate's sake, those of you that are married, stay as healthy as you can. You men, stay as healthy as you can for your wife. You wives, stay as healthy as you can for your husbands. It's an amazing thing that when we took our wedding vows, We see in the vows that we say, for better, for worse, for richer, for poor, in sickness and in health, till death do us part. Now, there's a reason why those vows were formed. They're not found in the Scripture, but the principles are found in the Scripture. It's because when there are health struggles, it can put stress on a marriage. Now, let me recommend this. We can't fix all health struggles, because all health struggles are not self-inflicted, but the ones that are putting extra stress on a marriage. So God said in our vow, we better promise to stick with each other even when we're not healthy. And I think we all ought to do that. But why would we want to put extra stress on our marriage? Now, how could we do that? By not taking care of the temple. Do all you can to provide health in your marriage. Let me go on. Why should we take care of the temple? Well, number three, take care of your body and your health for your children's sake. Whatever control you have over your body's health, you should exercise it. And just so you all know, I'm not about to become, Dr. Doolittle here and try to give health to the animals. I'm not going to give you any prescriptions tonight. I could, and you've heard me do it before. I'm just telling you, you better respect your health. You better take care of your body. You better take care of the temple. Why? Do it for your children's sake. Teach your children by example how to care for their bodies, how to care for the temple of God that God has given them, how to care for their health. Your children, well, your kids need to have a healthy mom, and your kids need to have a healthy dad. And remember, I'm not saying here that every bit of health problem that comes our way could have been avoided. I don't think they all can. I think there are things that are going to happen to us that we have no control over, but the things that we do have control over, we need to care for, because our children need a healthy mom and a healthy dad. Stay healthy so you can enjoy your children and so that they can enjoy you. Hey, some of you that are in your senior years, take care of your health for your grandchildren's sake. Take care of your health. Let your grandchildren grow up and still have a grandma and a grandpa that can still play in the backyard and swing with them and take them for walks. Take care of your temple. Take care of your temple for your God's sake. Take care of your temple for your husband or your wife's sake. Take care of your temple for your children's sake. Number four, take care of your temple. Take care of your body. Take care of your health for your followers' sake. Many of you have people that follow you in the Lord's work. Leaders should work at their health as an example to followers. Your followers need you to be healthy. Listen to this. Those of you that are your leaders who actually care about the people that follow, listen very carefully. Sheep left unattended because of sick shepherds can be eaten by wolves. Again, you can't do everything about your health. I know that and you know that. It would be unreasonable for me to stand up here and say, there's something wrong with us if we're sick. No, that's not true. We're all going to be sick. It's going to happen. But we better take care of all of it that we could care for and avoid all of it that we could avoid. Why? Because the followers need the leaders to be healthy. You can't avoid it all, but you better be avoiding what you can avoid. And so I say to you, we should take care of our health. We should take care of the temple that God's given us for the sake of those that look up to us and that follow us. Number five, take care of the temple. Take care of your body or your health for your leaders' sake. First of all, I said, leaders, take care of your health for your followers' sake. But now let me say, we should take care of our health for our leaders' sake, for those that we follow. Did you know your leader depends on you? Stay healthy so you can do your duty. Stay healthy so you can stay dependable. You do all you can do, and God will have to do the rest. Notice what I say. You do all you can do. A lot of people, if it's something that's hard in regard to helping their health, they're not willing to do something that's hard. Some of you are going to need to learn to do what is hard for you to do to fix your health. There's some of you, you have habits in your life that need to be broken, but it's hard. It's time for some of you to step up and do what's hard for your health, for your temple, for your body, for your God, for your husband, for your wife, for your children, for the followers, for your leaders. See, there's more to this than that. Well, it's my body. I can do with it what I choose. First of all, it's not your body. It's God's body. It's been bought with a price. And if you're married, you're one flesh. It's not yours to abuse. Your mate has as much right to yours as you have to theirs, and you ought to be taking care of your body. And you brought children into this world. What right do you have to let your body deteriorate when you are obligated to take care of them? There's more to this than just, well, it's mine. I can do with it what I want. No, that's not true. So let's take care of our bodies. Let's take care of our temple. Let's take care of our health. Why? Well, let's take care of our bodies, our health, our temple. Let's do it for your ministry's sake. Your ministry needs you. Your ministry needs you to be in your place. Your ministry leader needs you. Hey, bus worker, somebody needs you to be healthy and be in your place. Hey, youth worker, somebody needs you to be healthy and in your place. Hey, those of you that help at Martinsburg Christian Academy, somebody needs you. Somebody needs you to be in your place. Those of you that work on the custodial crew or the grounds crew, somebody needs you to be healthy. Junior church workers, somebody needs you to be healthy. Primary church workers, somebody needs you to be healthy. Those of you that help with the teen choir or the junior choir or primary choir, hey, adult choir, somebody needs you in your place. Hey, usher, hey, greeter, hey, Sunday school teacher. Somebody needs you to be in your place. It ought to be so that nobody could love your Sunday school class like you love your Sunday school class. And if that is so, you need to be the one that's there to love them. Oh, take care of your temple. This is not a sermon for me to try to get something out of you. I'd like you to have a good, strong body. You'll enjoy your life more that way. You will. This isn't a see what you can get out of the people sermon. This is a see what you could put into the people sermon. We've got to take care of our bodies. Take care of your body. Take care of the temple of God. Glorify God in your body. That's what the scripture said. We are to glorify God in our bodies. It's not just talking about singing praises unto Him. It means take care of your body. It is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It's where God lives. Let me go on quickly. Take care of your body. Take care of your body. Take care of your health. Take care of the temple of God. Why? For your future's sake. Young people, children, teenagers, listen and look up here at me. You only get one body. You get one body. Some of you young people, listen to this. You get one brain. Don't burn it out on drugs. You get one liver. Don't let it rot because of alcohol. Just one. You get one. You've got to use it right. You've got to treat it right. We all have frailties. We all have illnesses. We all have sickness. Indeed, we do. But let's bypass all of it that we can. Let's keep our body as healthy as we can. Let's do everything we can to keep our bodies healthy. Why? For your future's sake. Children and teenagers, stop and realize you have but one body. Some of you young adults, let me tell you something you're going to learn. You are not invincible. You are not invincible. Some of you are going to mess your body up by sleeping 2 hours and trying to drive. And you're going to kill somebody else too. Young adults, young married people, you're not invincible. It will catch up to you if you don't take care of your body right. You middle-aged folks, some of you would like for me to clarify the difference between middle-aged and young, but I'm not about to stick my neck on the line. You assume whatever category you want to assume. You middle-aged folks, listen very, very carefully. Fix it now. Because the older you get, the harder it is to fix. Are you listening? Fix it now. Stop putting it off. Some of you, you know what you need to do to help your health. You just keep putting it off. The older you get, the harder it is to change it. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Some of you older folks, and again, you decide if you fit here. Probably nobody here does. You older folks, plan to live until you die. plan to live until you die. What I mean by that? I'm talking about quality of life until you die. Do everything you can. You get everything out of your body that you can. Stay alive as long as you can. That means you're going to have to take care of your body. Don't get this idea because you're now considered a senior citizen and you get a nickel off on your coffee down at McDonald's because of the senior citizen discount. Don't get this idea that God's done with you. That's not true. Don't you be shifting into neutral or reverse on God. If you're still alive, God still wants to use you. If you're looking at a preacher that I'm depending on the senior citizens of this church to help me get the job done. Now, I don't want to push you more than what you should be pushed, but I am going to push you. I don't want you dying on me. Look, I want to just tell you, I'm done doing funerals around here for a little while. You don't wear me out. Rule is, no one's to die for a long time. Stay alive. If you say, but once I fit into the category of being old, okay, you may have many years, but your body could keep on going, but you got to take care of it. You got to use some good sense about it. So just take care of your body. Take care of the temple. Why? Well, I say take care of the temple of God for God's sake, and take care of the temple of God for your husband or your wife's sake. Take care of the temple of God for your children's sake. Take care of the temple of God for your followers' sake or for the leader's sake. Take care of the temple of God for your ministry's sake. Take care of the temple of God for your future's sake. Here's another piece of advice. Take care of the temple of God. Take care of your body or your health for your finances' sake. Some health issues cannot be avoided. You know that, and I know that. Some can. Poor health can cost you a lot of money. So you know, some of the preventative maintenance and the things that you could fix could keep you from having to spend a lot of money someday along the line. Practice preventive maintenance. It will save you money. Take care of your health. Don't waste your health. There are people that have to spend a lot of money fixing things that they could have prevented had they just done right in the first place. I'm not here to pick those out. I'm not here to analyze those things. I'm not here even preaching to you about this or that particular misbehavior in regard to your health. I'm just here to tell you, you better stop and realize this thing called your body, you get one and that's it. And you better take good care of it. And there are many reasons to take good care of it. You'll help yourself even financially if you're careful, okay? There are some financial difficulties that are going to come to you because of health problems that you have no control over. I know that and you know that. But it's the ones that we could have cared for. It's the ones we could have avoided. But we were not using good sense about the temple of God. Let me go on. Take good care of your body or your health or the temple of God for your country's sake. America is physically weak. We are officially a sick country. America needs a health revival. Now, I can tell you what will help with that. If we'll get everybody we can saved and help them to realize that their body is the temple of God, it will give them a spiritual reason to take care of their bodies. But when people are in the flesh, and when people are unsaved, they give no attention to the spirit. Therefore, why should they take care of the body? That's why the immorality and all the filth out in the world, they don't care about their body. They don't care about the temple of God. And the further away from God you and I get as Christians, the less we'll care about our bodies, the less we'll be concerned about our health. We need a health revival in America. And I think it'll come. We get people saved and we teach people that their body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to know this. We don't need it to become cultistic. We don't need this thing. We don't need people to start worshiping their bodies, worshiping vitamins. You know, you don't need it. There's some people, that's all they do. That's all they do. That's all they do. No, we need to be in church and we need to serve God and we need to be faithful to God. But we've got to make sure that we realize that our country needs its health. America is going to collapse financially if we keep getting unhealthy and more unhealthy and more unhealthy. We already know we've got a problem with our health care system. Just can't keep up. Why? So much sickness. So much sickness. And that's because America is less and less spiritual. Go to the countries that are furthest away from God and look at how much sickness there is. There are some that are just people dying in the streets. Those are also the ones that worship cows and everything else. America's had an element of health. Why? Well, we are one nation under God, and we still are, just so you know. I still like the words, "In God we trust," on our coins. They may be hiding it on our coins, but I still want it on there, and I'm glad it's there. And America is our nation. We ought to try to stay healthy for the sake of our nation. Let me go on. Let's stay healthy. Let's take care of our temple. Let's take care of our bodies. Let's take care of our health. Why? Let's do it for our church's sake. Our church needs members that are as healthy as they can be. You take care of your health. And let me throw this in here. A sermon like this is not preached so you can look at somebody else and analyze them. You just take care of yourself. You take care of yourself. You don't know everything about someone else's illness. You don't know everything about what they might face or what they don't face. There are people that believe that if someone's sick, it's the judgment of God upon them. Well, I've got news for you. That if it was, God didn't tell you. You're not that close to God that God called you in and said, "Old Joe Blow over here got an ingrown toenail because he's a gossip." God did not tell you that. So if God judged somebody in regard to their health, you don't know it. So the best thing for you to do is mind your own business and just pray for them. A sermon like this, its purpose is not for you and I to analyze one another. I think all of us ought to pray for one another. I think we're all weak, and I think we're all feeble, and I think we need to pray for each other, and we ought to want each other healthy. I'm just coming to you as an individual and saying, you got one body. You better take care of your health. Better take care of the temple of God, because in your caring for the temple of God, you can glorify your God. There's a great work for our church to do. Let's stay healthy. Let's be as healthy as we can. Why? For our church's sake. Why else? Let's take care of our body. Let's take care of our health for our attitude or for our spirit's sake. You know, bad health can be a contributor to bad attitude. Now, I'm not justifying the fact that if someone has bad health, that gives them the right to be mean or nasty or have a bad attitude. I think unhealthy bodies can still have healthy spirits. Just so you know that. Some people say, "Well, I don't like this because I don't feel well." Well, is that right? Well, why don't you decide to have a good attitude while you don't feel well? I'm amazed at how we justify being rude, cursing, and curt because we don't feel well. Now, the Spirit of God can help you with that. But, let's face it, if we don't feel well, it's a little tougher to be happy, and it's a little tougher to be patient and kind. So if you'd like to improve your attitude, do everything you can to improve your health. Healthier people that are submitted to the Spirit of God usually have healthier spirits. Bad health can be hard on our attitudes, so we need to work on our health. Let's do this, and I'm finished. Take care of your body. Take care of your health. Why? If for no other reason, for your sake. You see, I started with everybody else. Because I really think Christians ought to do what they do for everyone else. But maybe this is the point that you've been waiting for. Do it for yourself then. Do it so that you will feel like living. Do it so you will enjoy your life better. Do it so you will live longer. Do it so you will be blessed by God for your obedience to the Scripture that says that we are to glorify God in our body. And that is the way we take care of our body. Now listen. I'm done. Let me tell you something. I've not told you one thing you ought to do about your health. Not one. I could. There are a lot of things I could teach, and you've heard me stand here for an hour on more than one occasion and talk to you about your health and what you ought to do. But I'm going to tell you just a couple things, and that's it. A lot of you know what you ought to do. But because it's hard, you just don't do it. See, I tried it. It was hard. Okay. You only get one body. You better do what's hard. We don't eat right. We eat the wrong kinds of things. We don't get the exercise we need. we don't use common sense with our bodies. Then when we do the things of abusing it with the misuse of drugs and booze and cigarettes, we're just hurting ourselves more. I merely come to you tonight like a meddling mother-in-law, like a dad, saying, better take care of your body. You only get one. There's lots of reasons why I think you should. I've given you those reasons. If you want to glorify God, you're going to have to take care of your body. Because this is not the sanctuary. Your body is. You go to so-called churches that have beautiful chandeliers and plush carpeting and all the ornate woodwork. And they just take such immaculate care of what they call the sanctuary. And then their members are out drinking and partying and destroying their bodies, and they've got it all messed up. You need to take care of the temple. And ye are the temple of the living God. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. We're